going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
You know, Mike was like bumping and ready to go. But we waited. We had a couple calls and just listening to people, and because, you know, we weren't completely closed off to the idea if an opportunity came. But at the end of the day, we chose to pick him. And then I literally got three texts from teams like, right below us saying that that was their guy. So.
All right, listen, that's all great. And, you know, pat yourself on the back, but let's get out there and play. You got your guy. You got the guy. You got a big, strong, big upside defensive tackle who, you know, has got to get used to the heat and get ready to play a lot of snaps and he'll get better playing next to Zach Sealer and everything else. But I really don't need to hear about your texts with three teams after you. Great. I mean, it doesn't go, wow, well, now I know we got our guy, because the three teams after him going, you got our guy. That was our guy on our board next. It's hard for me to imagine teams go around doing that, knowing that, that you're saying it. Just listen, nobody in the history of the draft at any round has ever said, you know, the guy we really wanted was gone, or the guys we wanted were gone, so we went in a different position. I mean, that wasn't a game plan. I mean, no, you're, come on. Hey, you got your guy. Let's get him ready to go. You got a great coach to coach him up. I think he's one of the best coaches on the staff. I think the coaching staff's really good, and I think Austin Clark is really friggin' good. And Anthony Weaver had a really good year one. We still got to get him more. Got to get him some guys to cover back there. Chris seems to think – you got that comment real quickly before we go into some Panther stuff. This is comment on understanding that Jalen Ramsey's not going to be here. We're going to need some cornerbacks.
Yeah, if we feel good, we feel it's a deeper group of guys where there's – and that's always a position that, and if you guys watch and study like you do, corners have come through all rounds here. And, you know, Kansas City in the past has played with guys we're looking at.
We're not Kansas City.
Seventh rounders. Mike was talking in San Francisco, their Super Bowl year.
We're not San Francisco Super Bowl team.
So it's a good draft with a lot of talented kids, and it's just, you know, finding the right one for us.
Mm-hmm. Right ones for us. Anyway.
You realize how hilarious that first soundbite is, where you said the teams are texting him, you got our guy. I mean, it's hilarious because obviously it's not true.
I just wish you wouldn't have told me. Look it, man. I mean,
I would say obviously it's not true. Like, I can't imagine, Joe, that he's sitting there and his phone starts lighting up with teams that are on the clock. Like, God, you just screwed us. You got our guy. Like, it's a fantasy football draft in the living room.
I think GMs are on the phones with each other nonstop. And by the way, during the year, I think Chris's phone, I think those guys get pretty good relationships. Not that they're crazy about each other, but to talk, they don't talk about what they want though or what they don't want. But
absolutely,
they,
yeah, I'm sure they communicate.
But
you think
going,
right
hey,
after the sending text,
pick,
oh my God, you stole my guy.
I think there's gonna be a lot of movement today for rounds 2 and 3. Also huge, and
someone's gonna step up to the early picks in this round and get Shador, I would think, right? Man, that is a weird one.
I think so. So in past years, quarterbacks that have dropped to the second round usually go early in the second round.
I thought the Giants are taking him for sure when they traded up.
I
can't believe the other guy jumped him. I really can't believe that.
There were some people that thought Dart was better. And I got to tell you, one of those guys, guy on ESPN, the quarterback, and he...
Orlovsky.
Yeah, Dan's been all over that he thought Dart, and by the way, he's been taking a lot of heat from the other guys, and hey, we had guys right up to the first pick last night that felt Shador Sanders is better than Cam Ward. They're going to stick with it, knowing when they got there, the word was out that Cam Ward was going first overall the Titans. Matter of fact, ESPN was breaking the story that they had 2 or 3 offers, including the Giants, that tried to move up, made a nice offer, and they go, no, we think we got our franchise quarterback, and we feel really good about it. They talk about 2 or 3 teams trying to move up, and some of those guys are going, well, I still got – I mean, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, the old – that's – I got him number one. I don't care what they say. And by the way, people started – how many days ago did that start that he might drop? It just a few days ago. It's kind of like
– yeah, it was kind of a build-up, and I know he had a couple of rough press conferences or whatever. But
he must have had one, because that one I read
yesterday –
the one
guy called him out, yeah.
Oh, Lord. I mean, he got him from –
that was the big topic on the pregame
entitled
show, pre-draft show I was watching. They were ripping the, you know, anonymous report. Like, you shouldn't do that to a kid, man. If you want to rip him, come out, put your name on it. Right? I mean –
you know, and this was a big one, and I thought about it, and I don't know enough for everybody that's been coached by their father. I didn't realize Deion's been his coach going back to high school. Like, he's been with that guy, obviously, right? They went to a smaller college first. Deion got the job in Colorado, obviously. Shador and that other cat named Travis Hunter went with him, and
well, the Jags showed some guts to trade up, huh?
Ooh, they did. But
how excited is that franchise? Screw the other picks, man. You got a guy like that, your fan base is probably really, really, you know, fired up this morning.
But anyway, the Shador thing, obviously it was a big story. And
why? I don't want to keep bringing it up, but
what?
The farther he falls, the more value I see in the pick.
Woody.
You
Dolphins, act like you're brand new at this. Seriously, that you're not getting
know.
The picture. We got what do you here? What part
do
you want to know?
Here's the thing.
What part don't you want?
You don't get.
Tua's going to be your quarterback under his contract.
I'm not
for two
saying
years.
That you would draft the guy and throw him in there and have him be your starter right away. But you have a quarterback that can't stay healthy. You have a backup that you know can't play.
They think he can play.
I don't care what
they think. He thinks he can be rehabbed. That you can't go by the Jets.
Okay, great.
But your
so
point.
So keep the guy as your practice squad guy. I'm just saying the farther he falls, the more value there is in that pick to take to roll the dice is all I'm saying.
Are you reading this from like text messages?
I'm not reading it from anything. This is my opinion.
What don't you understand about how empty we are at some positions like cornerback and offensive line is not
You're not going to fix those things.
Oh,
most
okay.
likely, man.
All right.
How many more starters
Jr.
do you think
okay.
you're going to land here, okay,
you
Joe?
Need
let's
to get
be
a
realistic.
Couple more. You need to get a couple more.
All I'm saying, he might go with the first pick in the second round, Joe. All I'm saying is the farther down this thing that he falls, the more the gamble becomes enticing.
What if we have evaluated him like the whole league and they just don't think he's that good? What if
okay,
it's true
fair
that
enough.
Certain teams don't think he's that good?
Great. Then pass. Then,
okay.
then I'm way off.
Well, what was the message yesterday concerning this league is like everybody's looking for a franchise quarterback. Everybody's looking for those 4 or 5 special guys.
You're right.
And everybody said.
But he wouldn't be the first guy to fall. That ended up being
right.
really good.
Don't
okay,
go back
so,
to Lamar Jackson again.
Well, there's
please.
Other guys that have fallen.
Don't go back to Lamar Jackson.
Don't, all I'm saying
don't,
is,
don't do that.
Look, man, we rolled the dice. What did we give, a second round pick for Josh Rosen?
Yeah, it was a dumb
right?
deal. In my opinion, that 2-5 for Josh Rosen
yes, in
for 4 games was stupid.
Yes, looking back
was
at it, it was.
Stupid by this group. dumb.
I like the deal at the time because, again, I think at a certain point, like the gamble becomes worth it, right? Like if you think you can find a star at that position, and then maybe they think he's terrible.
First thing I do,
The gamble just becomes more and more worth it the farther.
First thing I would do before I jumped into another quarterback, and this is not because he's my friend. The first thing I would do for the next quarterback, the guys around the team every day, I would ask his opinion, and I'd listen to a lot of it. I take it into consideration a lot. That's what I would do.
Well, I would do more than take it into consideration. Guy knows what he's looking at.
Look, man, I think teams are scared to death of quarterbacks because if you miss on them,
yeah,
you got to hear about it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if he keeps plummeting down the draft board, it's so much less of a risk.
Woody, what if
look at Tennessee.
Play?
Tennessee just took the other guy, the Kentucky guy, Levis, who ended up stinking.
Okay.
So they're taking another stab here. Like, I mean, the guy could be your backup for the next 2 years. And best case scenario,
Tua
ends up being an MVP and you don't have to worry about it and you trade him.
Yeah, and you could have used that second round pick on all the other fifth best
cornerback in the draft. I know.
All right. We're done. We've got, I'll tell you what, if we're getting a whole bunch of people today worried about that with all the needs on this team.
No, I don't think you are.
I hope it's just you getting up this morning. We're doing something different last night.
I just think the value just continues to go up on that gamble.
Okay. Well, we'll find out today, man, because there are a lot of teams that still need quarterbacks,
Someone said if you draft Shador, Deion can play cornerback.
Yeah. Deion.
You just bring Deion in.
You put him in zone coverage. Since considering damn near had his leg amp, didn't he have like...
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
All right, let's leave him alone. We got a lot of stuff from yesterday.
Someone said if Shador drops at a seventh round, we should draft him. There you go.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine Shador doesn't go in the second round?
The problem is he gets such a bad rap. People are like, this guy says, do you really think Deion Sanders' kid is going to sit there for a year quietly? Like, he just gets such a bad rap, man.
You think the old man's going to keep quiet for a year?
I don't know. I think it's unfair to do this to the kid. I really do.
Yeah.
But a lot of the analysts yesterday said it was unfair what they're doing to the kid.
I don't think anybody likes to see a young guy get bashed, no matter who his father is.
Well, I think a lot of people are enjoying doing it. But he went into a brutal program in Colorado, ends up making them relevant.
Yeah, they put a
good team together.
Deion became, Colorado was one of the more popular teams they're putting on TV on a regular basis. We'll be right back. We got a bunch of stuff to get to. We're running a little bit late here on a Friday. Never too late to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, man. I'll tell you one thing. If you didn't get a lot of sleep last night and you're on a program with Atlantic Men's Clinic and you have low T and ED, it really kicks in when you haven't had a lot of sleep. When you got a little sleep, Atlantic Men's Clinic's program for you, it works, man. It works in a big, big way. And I got to tell you, it's going to happen to every man out there if it hasn't already happened to you and you're sitting in it right now and you're not sure what to do. I had it full blown. I mean, a year ago, full blown. And I'm not just talking low T with energy level. I'm talking sex drive. I'm opening up to you, folks. It was bad. It was real bad. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic and had to tell those guys about all my stuff. And I got all my tests done and they put me on a program that day started. It's been a year. I feel so much better. I would just tell everybody to try it if you think I'm just making this up. I don't know about you, but I want to stay active and get more out of life here in the fourth quarter and whatever I have left. I want to enjoy it, and Atlantic Men's Clinic can sure help you do it. They got 6 locations in South Florida. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. This is what they do. This is what they fix. Low T and ED, get your numbers back up, get you feeling a lot better, get your sex drive back. Hey, call them today, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment or it's no good. This message is no good. If it's been something that's bothering you and somebody told you try this or try that, stop it. This is not going to the drugstore problem. This is a problem Atlantic Men's Clinic takes care of. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Make that first call.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm here, weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954 more. 76 degrees now, looking clear today, Joe. And see if the Dolphins can't land a few more starters, right?
Got to find starters, man. God, that's well put, Woody. So simple, but yeah, we need starters. We need this draft to be full of guys that can come into minicamp and go, hey, guess what? I'm your coach. We're going to get your ass ready to play. Not make the 53-man roster. Bunch of you are going to be on that. We need you guys to come in and play. And yeah, so got to find some more guys. So Chris, like, talking, he was asked about the cornerbacks and look, it, I don't care if you find them, if you think you can find them in the sixth or seventh round. You don't have a sixth round pick, but seventh or fifth round or fourth round. And they fit your system, and Anthony Weaver's going, man, give me that guy. I can play. We're gonna need those guys some of those guys gonna have to come in and play, and hopefully you find a guy today. There's guessing there's still some guys with good grades for the second and third round. And look, we got to get back to the original big problem that we've had, and that's our offensive line and what we want our offensive line to look like. And I know we run a little different scheme and we like to get outside and we need guys that can, you know, not just come off the ball, but can pull and get out in front of plays and screens. And but we need to get a physical guy. Physical guy, and if it's got to be the combination tackle guard, which I see yesterday, we got some guys that were tackles in college that are already, they're saying they're going to start at the guard position yesterday. By the way, there were 8 guards and tackles. And some of those guys are tackles are going to be moved to guard, but I think Zabel's going to end up being a guard for now, but obviously showed he can play. We had a really good Senior Bowl and played well from a North Dakota State and stuff like that. But there were 8 guys. Boy, and you know what? The build-up to this draft, I noticed everybody is talking. And some teams didn't do it yesterday like us. A lot of teams going, yeah, well, we couldn't pass up on a pass rusher. And, you know, and the first thing you say is, well, there's a lot of guys still left that can play guard and tackle and that we can find. We can still find that guy in this draft. So hopefully today, if you're going by needs, this thing will look like a guard or a tackle or a cover corner is what it will look like. And if not, then they're taking the best guys on the board that are just much better than all those guys and where they have them slotted on their big board. And everybody has their own big board of where everybody is. As only a couple of cornerbacks went yesterday, Travis Hunter and 2 other guys, the 2 guys we've been talking about. And one of them, you know, another guy that Woody, we didn't talk about, Will Johnson didn't get drafted yesterday for a guy. Wasn't he going to go into mid first round? And all of a sudden, Will Johnson finds himself going, holy crap, I no longer have a guaranteed first round contract. He will go today. I think Mason Taylor will go today. You know, the other guy a lot of people out there wanted in the safeties, a big physical freak. If you watch the combine, this Nick Emmanuel, the safety, like 6'2", 225, 6'3", ran like some ridiculous 40 like he's in a friggin' track meet. He didn't get drafted. Mason Taylor's right there at the top, expected tight end out of LSU. Jason Taylor's son, also expected. I'll tell you another one that looked really good in all those playoff games is that Ohio State running back, that kid Henderson, looked like a really, really good player. So look at there's a lot of guys still out there. And hopefully you can find them. And then, you know, the other one is, you know, University of Miami, obviously big day for them. We didn't talk much about this. Cam going first was good for business yesterday. I saw Mario Cristobal up there. He's getting interviewed before. And talking about him and back there with him. Saw the president of the university, Big Joe, there. So a lot of cool stuff. Lot of cool stuff. By the way, anybody, did you hear the numbers? And I don't know which numbers, but either one, to put that many people in Green Bay. So they came out before last night and said there were 250,000 people there. It's like, no. I said, come on, man. And you know, now they're what, 30,000 maybe in the stadium, 40,000 in the stadium. And then it was packed right outside. Packed. And then the commissioner came out and said, we have 125,000 and counting coming in right now. What a friggin' party.
Looks like a whole heck of a lot more than that, though.
Did it look more than 125,000?
It looked like one of those enormous music festival crowds.
Wow.
I don't know, man. That was pretty nuts. Imagine standing in that. I don't even know what they do in that giant crowd. Like, can you even see the stage from there? I don't know.
I don't know, but I double TV'd it because last night the Panthers were shutting out Tampa Bay. Well, unbelievable. Game 2, everybody picked, Tampa Bay will come back now and win game 2. They didn't score a goal. With all those great goal scorers they have at Tampa Bay, they did not score a goal. And by the way, they had a point-blank shot. I think it was had a great shot to start right in front and missed it against Big Bob. Big Bob gets a shutout.
That, huh? The point-blank.
I didn't do it
really
nicely.
No, I didn't. No, you did not do a good job.
Didn't do it nice. And not my best work. Well, the only bad news is Barkov got injured.
What a goon to take a shot like that at Barkov,
it was,
man.
It was
sucked.
A chicken crap shot. It was. I watched it, And then I call Goal. I said, Goal, man, I don't know in any sport that looks cheap. There's no reason. No reason. My man's turning. And by the way, Barkov sets up that the really only goal in that game, the empty netter at the end, but Barkov sets it up off a faceoff. We hear about faceoffs all the time with Barkov, one of the best, if not the best, in hockey. And they did a great job of breaking it down last night and showed just how good he sets it up. Reinhardt makes a nice pass. And then this other great story we haven't talked about, Nate Schmidt. Three goals now for a guy they picked up. He was waived. They pick him up. He's come in here and scored three goals in two games. He's outscored Tampa Bay by himself. Just great stuff, man. Great stuff last night. So Nate Schmidt, that guy, man, we're always talking about all the other guys, Verhaeghe and all the rest of them, and Reinhardt and obviously Tkachuk and the rest of them. But Barkov would be I can't wait. Listen, that's all this series needed for this game tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Sunrise. This is all they needed is to see. There's some guys pissed off about that Barkov. One thing about Barkov, nothing cheap about him. Just one of the best players in the game. Everybody knows that. And that shot by Hagel was cheap, no matter how you look at it. And I just have trouble believing that somebody's not going to do something about it in that game. And I'm not talking about dropping the gloves and going at it with two other guys. Hagel better be careful skating tomorrow with keeping your head up at all times. And when you're in the corner, you might want to look up to see if somebody's making a run at you. It was cheap. It was bad. Big Bob, by the way, just, again, unbelievable in the game. Shutout at Tampa Bay against the highest scoring team in hockey. Just fantastic stuff there. And then right back over the draft. So you had that going. That started early, Woody. That was a nice teaser. And then going in that third period, then the draft kicked in, and a wild one, although really no surprise except Jacksonville. Jacksonville gave up a lot to move up just a couple of picks. And they moved from 5 to 2, threw in a first rounder, a second and a fourth today, or a second today and a fourth tomorrow. And then switched picks and took Travis Hunter, who I think most people believe probably the best player in the draft. But we'll see. Listen, a lot of time. Patriots took a tackle. I'm still cracking up because Jimmy Cephalo and I were literally at half. I've never had this happen. We're sitting up there, and the GM and all the folks were sitting next to us in the booth. So at halftime, Patriots looked terrible. I mean, that team was just that quarterback was playing by himself. It was bad. And I go, man, that offensive line for New England is the worst offensive line I've ever seen. Alonzo Highsmith is behind me, who now works, left University of Miami, is now working. You saw him on TV last night, is in the front office with New England. And I've known him since high school. Known him since Columbus High School. He used to come out and work out with us. He stand behind me. He says, Joe, that will be priority one to fix that offensive line. You're right. And I was so embarrassed. I'm like, why can't I just shut up until it's just the two of us? And but he wasn't mad. He goes, nope, you're right. He goes, I promise you this, it's going to get fixed. And sure enough, last night I was thinking of that as Will Campbell was being taken out of LSU with their first pick. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. Woody, are we running super late again? I just can't.
You do what you want to do, man. Show here.
No.
You're in charge here.
Hey, what happened to our boss yesterday? Is he off yesterday? That's why he couldn't make the big
meeting? They have a meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did have a meeting yesterday.
I think he was out. He's good for, like, I'm out.
They
like,
only care if you're
once
there,
every
man.
Couple weeks.
By the way, I saw what you did at the meeting.
What I do?
You know what you did.
I tapped you. I said, I'm out.
Yeah? You're like, this is not for me. I'm
no.
Out.
I let her get in.
You
the,
snuck
the
out, man. That
I
was
did
weak.
Sneak out.
That was weak.
But I went
you
down.
You couldn't
low.
Have stayed five more minutes?
Is that what it was? Five more?
Yeah. It was a quick meeting.
5 minutes more time to get ready to play that tennis match.
Very hey. Selfish. You wonder why they call you the Jimmy Butler of this place.
That Hawk. Friggin' Hawk, man. I'm going to get even with Hawk, man. I got everybody calling me Jimmy Butler around here. Open a coffee.
Don't
joint.
Leave the meeting early.
You should talk.
That's a Jimmy Butler. I stood there for the whole meeting. I clapped. We had to do a lot of clapping in the meeting. it was an upbeat meeting.
You're a good man. You're a good man.
Thank you. Hell, Joe Z even made it down
I
for
know,
that one.
Oh, man, I saw Joe Z. What the hell? He goes, that said it sounded like it was important. Hey, I got to tell you about the main man. He's important every day. Anthony Caliendo with the Business Broker Experts. Man, that guy is good. I got to tell you, first of all, if you're serious about selling your business, you need Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Proven record, marketing machine to get your name out there, what the business is all about. And he's already got a lot of people that have contacted him looking, that have moved here the last 3-4 years, looking to buy businesses just like yours. Fired up about it, that's what they want, and they're ready to give you top dollar for your business. So the question is, hey, let's get this process started. Are you serious? Are you ready to sell your business? Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you just tired of all the employees? Sometimes in, sometimes not in. Are you just tired of being tired every day and everything's got you stressed out? Maybe it's time to sell your business. And if you're serious about it, no matter what size it is, Anthony Caliendo can get it done for you. He's got a buyer out there ready to buy your business. That's what he does. 1-800, the main man, specializing in getting you the most for your business. Matter of fact, before we get to that, how about figuring out what your business is worth? That's a free $2,500 value to you because Anthony Caliendo and his staff will do that for you. You can be there while it's being done. Just go to 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man, or visit on the web at themainman.com. Get the process started today. It's about time for you to retire. Go find something else you want to do.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right. What do you got for us today there?
All right, we'll keep this short here because we don't have a lot of time anyway. Jimmy Butler got some...
That was a shot.
A little bit. Got some decent news here, Joe. Looks like he avoided a worst-case scenario situation. He was diagnosed with a deep glute muscle contusion.
All right. That's so, a hell of a fall. That guy
It was quite a fall. Ja Morant took a fall just like that last night, too. Doesn't look like he'll be guns at any opposing
I don't think anything was on purpose, but yeah.
With the Jimmy Butler one?
Yeah.
You saw it, and now you think Draymond pushed him.
I just don't think there's anything on purpose.
I didn't see it that way.
I don't think the one thing players will do is try to undercut each other. That would be the lowest thing you can do in basketball. I don't think they do.
I don't know. I mean, we saw it last night in the hockey game.
Woody, I said basketball. In basketball, they don't go. Guys know that's like
that's
the most dangerous play.
Like, I'm not here to debate you. I saw
you are.
You know,
just,
what I saw.
You flip it. You flipped on me again.
An auction, Joe. A very significant auction here. Kobe Bryant's first NBA jersey just sold.
Oh, that thing had to go for $6 or $7 million.
It sold for $7 million.
No way.
And $4,000. Someone added a little four at the end there. Becoming the second most expensive NBA jersey in history. It actually carried a pre-sale estimate of $10 million, so it actually went under the estimate there by about $3 million. This is pretty crazy here, by the way.
The last time that jersey had publicly sold, it was just a shade over 115,000 back in 2013. So I think someone did a little well on their investment.
Wow.
Do you remember the most expensive NBA jersey ever sold?
I can only guess, MJ.
1998 NBA Finals Game 1, MJ, $10.1 million.
Man, all Michael Jordan stuff during those six championships just seems to be, right? Whatever he's giving his security guys. Remember, he used to do all that stuff and give his security guys, here's my shoes and from the last championship, take them.
This Kobe jersey, yep. The Kobe jersey ends up being, Joe, the seventh most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold. Ever.
You realize, and this is not the time to do it with Kobe.
Okay.
You remember when Kobe wasn't real popular with a lot of players?
I don't think he was ever really popular because he tried to destroy you.
No. But it was just kind of the way he was raised, and they booed him, and he was in Philly going to private school. Remember, he was all over the – dad played basketball all over the world. So he learned, yeah, like 19, and he just never kind of – and all the stuff with Shaq, he just...
He never seemed like an easy player to be friends with because I just think he wanted to kill everyone.
And I don't think he was worried about being everybody's buddy.
No, he was not.
And but
it was a little bit different with him.
As soon as he passed, everybody was like, especially younger guys were like, you know, Kobe's a guy, but it was incredible. I remember how bad things were, man. He went to private school in Philly, yeah, when, you know, an inner city guy, and I was like, damn.
I know
I'm glad.
For me, one of my all-time favorites. I just loved watching him play. But, man, yeah, he just wanted to kill everyone. He wasn't out there to hug guys and shake hands.
Even all-star games. Yeah, yeah. He took everything and didn't care what you thought. Exactly.
One of the last, by the way, are the guys to do that. Everyone now seems they just all want to be friends, right?
We're in that
all time. All the top players.
Unless
they
you're
all
a Tampa Bay or Panther player.
And I think he was, like, I think he had seemed to have good relationships with the top guys, Kobe, but... Yeah, he went
out there and wanted to destroy you. Shaq tries to. Yeah. Wasn't great, man.
All right, Joe. Well, a couple little local news here. Most of Miami-Dade and Broward are in a severe drought. Did you know this?
Damn, I don't know that.
We've only had rainfall one time.
It was like 20
this
inches
month
though.
In both of the cities here. That was back on April 8th. May 15th will kick off the rainy season, so we're apparently...
Oh, we're right around the corner. We're right around the corner from those afternoon storms. I don't want to hear about drought.
And then let me send you off on your weekend with this here, Joe.
Right.
Oreo has unveiled a new limited edition chocolate-covered pretzel flavor.
Boy, that sounds
we'll
good.
Launch on May 5th.
What do you like, Oreos?
Doesn't everyone?
I've
never met anyone that dislikes Oreos.
Woody? I got so many Oreo cookies, and me and my grandson, when his parents aren't around,
mm-hmm,
my grandson, Luca, and his grandfather, we go after Oreo cookies. Now, he hasn't learned to dip it.
In the milk.
In the milk.
That an old guy thing, or people still doing that?
Big.
Really?
He likes it crunchy.
Yeah.
I like it soggy. Dip and eat.
Like
and by the way, once you start eating those bad boys, and I'm trying to get off sugar, and I'm trying to get healthy and not drink and not have sweets, Oreo cookies, weakness.
I've said this to you a lot. You need to, I know you don't go shopping or go to Publix, but you need to go to the grocery store and check out the Oreo display, like the aisle. They have so many different flavors now.
She just goes.
Very exotic flavors.
She does get extra frosting on some of
the double
sometimes,
stuff.
Yeah. But outside of that, she just stays old school. And I've never asked her about Woody. I got to ask her. Like
a lot of options.
I haven't been to a Publix in so long. I couldn't find one.
I know.
Anyway,
there's a lot of cool things happening. You should check it out. A lot of advances.
By the way, there is a food guy. That's great. There is something out there that younger people still like, Oreo cookie. I thought you were going to hit me if that's an old school thing.
No,
nobody
maybe dunking
likes
it
them.
In milk is, but.
Come on, man. First of all, milk's making a little comeback here again.
Milk's making a comeback?
Yeah.
Did it Dying go away?
Out? Well, yeah. People were starting to... I
thought you need milk for
almond,
strong bones, no?
Almond and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and it was killing the dairy people. I'm a family member of a former dairy. You don't want that happening. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get to. You know what? It's Friday. If you're feeling generous and you want to get involved with something great, I love telling people about Chapman Partnership, one of the greatest organizations that I've ever been allowed to talk about almost every day when it comes up. And the homeless thing, you see what's going on. I don't need to tell you, it's on every corner. You see a lot of people out there struggling. Well, Chapman Partnership is a whole lot more, because I understand people want to hear about homeless facilities. But I got to tell you, it's not the homeless facility. It's helping people to get a second start, get a second life, providing caring support and wraparound services. It's not just a bed and a bite to eat and an occasional shower and then back out on the streets. Uh-uh. Man, it's 30 years now. Congratulations to Chapman Partnership. 30-year anniversary this year. 30 years of hope and really helping so many people. How about this? Chapman has assisted in over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Join me in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission. Working in our communities, helping within 3 to 4 months is the goal, to help you get a job, get back out on your feet. If it's mental health, they got doctors that come in. If it's a physical, if it's needing even stuff like babysitting services, they got them all out there to help you get a job, get back out on your feet, find an apartment. They do it all for you. So much more. Chapman Partnership, one of a kind in this country. So join me here, WQM, to show your support. One of my favorite charities, making a difference in our community. Any level of support you can do today or this weekend means so much to help support families and individuals and what they're going through here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Every dollar makes a difference at Chapman Partnership. Thank you.